Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Secret TV Critic, the fake TV critic, miniseries, spinoff, limited, whatever the shit this is, where we are recapping RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race with my friend Andy, who just did a spit take.
Because how fumbled could you be?
I don't have a script. You know this. I don't prepare anything. What's up?
Well, I really liked this episode. I thought it was really much better than I was expecting, and I liked the twists, so I'm ready to talk about it.
Me too. This definitely, last week, as I'm sure you heard when we were talking about it, I was kind of over it, and I'm still over some of it. But this really helped kind of refresh it a little bit past the halfway point to hopefully make the last few episodes a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, and like last week you were like, well, I'm giving up on them doing any other RuPaul girl stuff, but this week that's exactly what they did. Yeah, so ha ha.
This week they were like, we knew you were gonna say that, bitch. Okay, so the theme of this week's episode is RuPaulapalooza. Which, why was it not Lollapalooza like it is on regular Drag Race? But okay. And we jump right in with the reveals. And they literally are just standing in a line and they all say who they are.
Yeah. I mean, like right then and there. First thing you see.
First 5 minutes. And that was very weird. But okay, let's go through the list.
Yeah, Donna, it was weird because everybody was still in the same, like, it was literally just picking up from the last episode.
Right.
And then they switched it after they all said it, and then we're in the new episode. It was like, why would you do it like that? It was kind of weird, but
it was very strange. So let's go down the line. Donna is first, and she reveals herself to be Daniel Franzese, who we knew. That was nice. Mm-hmm. Then Poppy is up, and it is AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys, who looked absolutely wild out of drag to me.
I know, especially because all the photos that they showed were of him when he was a bit thinner, but also he has like such iconic facial hair that obviously he shaved or just doesn't wear anymore because he's old and doesn't want to look like, you know, can I say... Never mind. I'll just leave that. But
okay, were you gonna be racist, transphobic?
No,
what were you gonna be?
I was gonna call him a wigger because I feel like that's what he looked like back then. Oh, okay. Then.
Yep. Canceled by podcast ending here. Thank you. I will have a replacement for Andy next week. Stay tuned. Yeah. I meant wild more in the fact that like he didn't look human to me, let alone like AJ.
Oh, like he had plastic surgery or something?
Or he was wearing makeup?
He was definitely wearing makeup. I think he probably usually has some sort of facial hair, and because he had to shave it, he probably had
maybe
weird tan lines and just like kind of looked funny.
It might have literally just been that I don't think I've ever seen him with zero facial hair before. That might have actually been it. And it just looked like he was wearing a Halloween mask of himself.
It did kind of look like that, but I think it's probably just that he is feeling self-conscious without a beard and fresh face. So he probably put makeup on just in those little close-ups, and it just looks so bizarre next to the pictures of him, you know, from 25 years ago where he looked completely different.
Yeah.
And had facial hair that was kind of, you know, his look, so...
Then next up was Thirsty, who I was spoiled for this by Race Chaser Willem in Alaska on, I think it must have been Hot Goss last week, said that it was Mark from Ugly Betty. And even with that, I was like, oh, okay, I don't even know who that is. So I had to Google who Mark from Ugly Betty was. And then he got revealed anyway. It is Mark Indelicato. Do you know who this is?
No, because I never watched Ugly Betty, so...
Neither did I. I never watched Ugly Betty, and then he's also on the HBO Max show Hacks right now, which I also haven't watched, but I've heard is very good.
I have not heard anything about it, and I'm not really interested in watching
it.
I
don't really know what it is, but I know that Jean Smart won the Emmy for it this past week, and she won it last year, too.
Oh.
And
whatevs.
A lot of the podcasts I listen to have recommended it. So, like, it's on my watch list, but also it's not something I'm like, you know, that when I have the time, I'm not like, oh, time to watch Hacks. I'm like, oh, time to catch up on Housewives.
Right.
So, Mark and Delicato, which, like, I did predict this, that when they revealed who this was, I was either going to be really pissed off at myself because it was going to be super obvious and staring me in the face, or I was going to have no idea who it was. And I had no idea who this was. So, there we go.
I know. And I was really convinced that it might be that guy from Faking It, so.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I feel like he's probably just as famous as this Mark and Delicato person, so.
I agree.
Then is Chick LaFay is our next to unveil, and it is, of course, Kevin McHale. No comment.
Well, we knew. I mean, he's so blatantly him.
Yes, agreed. And finally, Shocker 7 was Tatiana Ali. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was pure guess, and I got it right.
Yeah, and I mean, once you said that, I was like, it does really look like her, so.
Yeah, so there we go. We now know who everyone is, so we can stop playing this game of, like, pretending.
Oh, wait, but I do have to say, when Rue revealed that Chick LaFay was Kevin McHale, and they put the picture of him up in Glee in the wheelchair, Carson's reaction when he turned to Rue was like, I still don't know who that is. And it was just the funniest, like, pretend relief of knowing who it is now. And he was just like, I still don't get it. It was really funny. They just, like, zoomed on his face and you could tell that he had no idea. It was just hilarious.
I mean, which is weird to me because I feel like of this group, he's one of the more famous ones.
I agree, but maybe he did that for somebody else and they just, you know, clipped that in at that point. Who knows? Yeah, but or, I mean, it just looked like a funny reaction.
Yeah, Carson is very strange. Who knows who he actually knows and doesn't. So, yeah, there are all of our contestants. And we're told that now at the end of this reveal that everyone is going to be competing together, basically. And for the first episode, they're going to be doing a group performance as well as solo performances with songs, quote, from the Drag Race songbook, whatever that means. And then we find out later when they're all kind of in the room and sussing each other out. And, like, this was really fun of all of them sitting down together out of drag for the first time and interacting. I thought that was fun. And they get their first Drag Race challenge, which, as Andy said, we are now going to be getting, I guess, at the beginning of the episodes to kind of fill in some of that time. And the first one is going to be a group performance to Baby I Made It from the RuPaul's Drag Race live show, which, like everything else on the show, it's a giant commercial. So this was really right. A commercial for the Vegas live show, which they've been doing quite often on Drag Race now, considering so many of those queens will go into the show eventually. What were your thoughts on this performance?
Well, I thought that was weird as a choice for their group performance because, like, we saw the girls do it that actually do it on the Vegas stage. And so, I don't know. It was just, like, kind of strange. So, I have a question, though. So, when they're singing this Baby I Made It, like, they each have their own part in it. Are they singing a part related to themselves? Like, did they re-record that part? Or are they just using a different queen's section of the song for themselves?
I think they're using a different queen section of the song for themselves. I haven't seen the show, but based on what I've seen of the casting, like, they do tend to have one of the bigger queens. So Donna's section, which stands out the most, I think, definitely, like, Latrice, I think, is in it right now. And Ginger was in it for a while. But I also think they probably have different parts that could relate to different queens ready to go. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Just because there was one part of it that sounded so much like a female voice. And that's the part that they gave to chakra 7. So I was like, did she actually do that part? Like, I was just confused.
Right. So all of the, like, I mean, none of those singers are, the people singing the tracks, none of them are Drag Race queens.
Oh, okay.
They're all, like, they're the people who do lip sync episodes of Drag Race. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I'm just saying, you know how they do it, like, when the queens are competing, they usually are the ones, like, taking the parts and then inserting them into Rue's song.
Right. So this.
So I just wasn't sure if this was the same sort of thing.
No, from what I understand, the music in the show is more along the lines of when they get to do like a big Rusical, quote unquote, but not ones they sing live, like the ones where they lip sync, like Lake Titicaca,
okay,
which should be fresh in mind from season 8. Like I think it's like those singers. One of them is the person who does Celine impressions online. I forget her name. But yeah, that's none of the queens. But I do think that they have like rotating parts. So like, I don't know, like if there's a trans queen, maybe that's the one that they might have used for Chakra 7. Because I know like Jasmine has been in it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm not sure. But this was a very strange choice for them to lip sync to when there are so many, like we were just saying, so many examples of like, when the queens write their verses in a RuPaul song, they could have used one of those, like, you know, but of course it's a commercial for Drag Race Live, so.
Which is fine. It just seemed like it was a weird choice, but
it was, I think they, and then, go ahead, sorry.
If you want to cut me off one more time, I'll just exit now.
I will cut you off whenever I want. I have the mute button.
Anyway, what I was going to say is I think they all looked really awesome. Like, I think when you have everybody in a look where they all are in the same look, you can really see how good they can look is mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say. Because, like, you know, we've had such complaints with, like, what they've done with people.
Yeah. I didn't like the way they staged this was my only issue. Because you're right, I thought they all looked really good. But, like, it was very middle school talent show where they were all just, like, standing in a semicircle, waving their arms. And then when it was their turn, they stepped in the middle.
Yeah. I mean, it was a little basic, but I think they had to do that to appeal to everybody. I don't know.
Yeah. And, like, I guess for this, they're not really in the business of, like, you know, trying to make someone look bad. Like, no one's going home from this or whatever.
Right.
But
they
did say at the end that, like, Rue was considering their performance in the lip sync and as a group and individually.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this. When I was watching the group, I thought Thirsty did the best.
I thought Thirsty did really well, too. For me, Chick Lafay was the standout, only because she got the most interesting staging for her section that was hers.
I agree. I mean, she did come in from off stage. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like a whole funny bit. But I just feel like when the whole group was together, I was watching Thirsty. She was doing it.
I agree. And, like, I think maybe that's what Thirsty needs, is that she needs to be part of a girl group. She can't just be the star. And that's fine. But I also, on the flip side, Donna, poor baby, was lost. Literally.
Yeah, I saw her get lost a bit.
Ever did the correct arm swaying.
Oh, I did see that. There was, but I think other people were off too.
I mean, they were all like off the beat, I think, but she was going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
It was rough. She picked it up about halfway through. She started getting better. Like, after her solo section, I think that kind of helped her nerves. But, like, the first half of that, I don't think she did one step correctly.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't watching her solely. I was trying to, like, give a little focus to everybody. Poppy also looked a little scattered.
Yeah, AJ didn't do great this week, I didn't think. Overall, in total, no. In anything.
Yeah.
This was a very strange week, but let's get into the actual individual performances so we can kind of talk a little more about dance. So first up was Thirsty, who is performing Sissy That Walk. I already forget what the concept, if there was any, was for this. Was she just was this being the military a soldier? Or something?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she was like in a uniform and just walking. She was walking. Thoughts?
I don't. The okay. Do-do-do-do. Like, if there's a beat like that, you need to step with the beat. And, yes. Like, the opening part where the music starts, like, each footfall was, like, 10 seconds behind the beat. And I'm like, why are you walking so slow? Like, this is supposed to be a marching song, which you already acknowledge by being a soldier. You need to march on beat. That's literally the whole fucking point. And you couldn't even manage that. At any point during the performance, was she walking on beat?
That is very true. And it was because they had her walking so slowly. It was one of those instances. I know. Like, if you've ever been to, like, a church or a concert or anything where there are white people in the audience and the person on stage tries to get the whole audience to clap together.
And there's always combined clappers.
Right. Especially as soon as the person who starts the clapping stops the clapping, everyone's like, it's absolute insanity. And the way that, like, if I ever have to choreograph something for people, like when I do theater, if they can't dance, I need it to be like a clap on like a 2 and a 4 and they're not getting it. I'm like, just clap on every beat. Instead of going 2, 4, just go. And just keep going. Like, that's what they needed Thirsty to do, was to take a step on every beat, not every other beat, which I think is what the choreography might have been. Or she just literally couldn't figure out how to walk. I don't know which.
No, I don't think so. And I don't even think walking on every other beat would have worked for this song. It just, whatever they did didn't make sense, and she was slow and behind the beat the whole time. And it pissed me off, because I was like, you did so good in this opening number, and I just wish she would, like, embody that. She didn't even have the same face on, and I don't mean, like, how it was painted. I just mean, like, she totally went inside herself and didn't perform as much as she did in the other.
No, this is my problem with her. Like, I'm just so over her as a performer, because she doesn't have any personality. Like, in her package for this, she kept saying, like, they want me to be more confident. I'm like, no, they want you to bring out a personality. Like, the problem with the Britney thing last week was that she had dead face.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with your confidence. It had to do with the fact that you were, like, this is an insane character and you weren't playing it. Play the character. But she's just attractive, sexy, cute, hot, and then that's it.
Which she got to embody in the group number, because she didn't really have any, like, tasks.
Yes.
And I think that's what brings her down. And it pissed me off, because she did so good that I just was like, why can you not get it together?
Yeah, this one was kind of bad. It was not one of her worst. She's definitely done worse. But it's so, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Where everything is on the same level. It's like monotone, but not sound. Monotonous, right. Maybe, something like that. Like, it's so flat. And I'm just, I need her to do something. I need her to do something. I was going to say something better, but I just do something and I'll be good.
Right. And I mean, like, this is in the same vein of, you know, it's very simple. You're a soldier marching. Like, that's the whole thing. So, like, that's all you need to focus on. And I think that's what they keep telling her and telling Poppy as well, is, like, you just gotta let go a little bit. Like, I don't know. I'm pissed, because I know you don't like Thirsty, but I'm still trying to root for her, because I still think she has potential. But the other thing is I can totally relate, because if I were on the show, I would be doing the same thing. I am so afraid of being embarrassed that's why I don't sing in front of people. That's why I don't, like, do anything in front of a group of people if I don't have to, because I just, like, I'm so embarrassed of making mistakes. So, like, I totally understand and, like, relate to her in that way. But, I mean, you've done it 6 times now. You have to be getting a little used to it.
7, because there was the group number.
True. Yeah,
it's just, it's, I don't know. Let's go on to Chakra 7.
That's fine.
So next up, Chakra 7 is performing Cha-Cha Bitch.
Where she just remains the only contestant to yet play a human.
Okay. They loved this. And like, why do they keep doing this to her? She was a dog. A dog. But with kitten whiskers. Unclear of where that came from. And those fucking contacts again. Why do they keep doing this to her?
I don't know, because dogs very rarely have blue eyes, and when they do, they don't look like poodles.
Right. Like,
so what was the reason?
And they don't have fucking whiskers around their mouths or noses.
I mean, when a kid draws a cat and a dog, they basically look the same.
They do.
Except floppy ears versus pointy ears. So I get it.
And usually curved whiskers for the dog and pointy whiskers for the cat. These were pointy whiskers.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to nitpick that.
I am. That's why we're here.
Okay. But I'm going to definitely pick apart the fact that she's wearing these ice blue contacts, which just don't make sense in this. Like, there's a level between having dark brown eyes and going to ice blue. Like, you could definitely wear more realistic-looking contacts. I don't know. Unless she's, like, insisting on them herself. Like, maybe it's just her own thing. I'm not sure.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I just feel like the thing I like about her is that no matter what they put her in, she tries her damnedest to, like, make it work. So like, I am happy on that end, but on the same side of that coin, like, what you're making work isn't working, so I don't get it.
I don't understand
her win for this. This was beyond weird.
It was very stupid, and it was also just like, she didn't actually do anything. Everyone was doing things around her.
Right, because they had a dog agility course set up and made her like be hopping around on her toes, like a bunny, not like a dog, with holding her little hands up like a fucking bunny too. So like, what are y'all doing? Because this makes no sense.
And then she's like,
I just don't understand.
She's holding hoops for people to jump through, and it was so stupid.
Listen, I like stupid, and it was entertaining, but I don't know that song that well because it's in Spanish, so like, it was hard for me to tell if she was actually singing the right lyrics. I just don't know, you know what I mean, just because I don't know the song well enough like to know if she was really lip syncing well to it. And she was very hidden in the face because she kept her hands up, she had whiskers, and she had ice blue eyes that were taking your focus. So it was just, if like you couldn't lip sync to this song, then don't pick it. I don't know.
And I'm just, she has been a pregnant assassin, an alien lunch lady, a bird, and now a dog. Can she just be a drag queen once?
Right. That's what I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why she can't just be a human. Like, it's so very bizarre.
I know. Yeah, she's just, I like her, like you said, she's very entertaining, but I'm just very tired of these very strange, very silly performances.
And why they're not reading her and saying, like, maybe you should lay off the, like, weird, kitschy stuff and just come out and do drag.
Right, like, again, could you imagine if this was a contestant on a regular season of Drag Race, how Michelle would be livid. She would be gunning for them. Like, literally, she'd be throwing rotted fruit at them from the judge's table.
I know. I mean, she would be like, I told you about those ice contacts.
I mean, look.
And she would just stare at them.
Look what she does every time someone wears green. She's like, you know what I'm going to say. It's like, okay, it's a green dress, bitch. Get over it. Like,
right.
Anyway. So strange.
I mean, Michelle could be petty, but, like, Can you be petty once with Chakra? Because we need her to get a read so that she can go back and change something. Like, I don't know who's giving these ideas or allowing her to go through with them or, like, convincing her to go through with them. But, like, we need someone to step in and be like, can we not do this again?
Although now I'm starting to convince myself that she's going to win it all.
Which I don't want.
I don't either. And like, but I know that you said a couple weeks, like, that you didn't think RuPaul would, you know, allow, quote unquote, a female winner. But
yeah.
Like, they are praising her up and down for the worst ideas. Like, yes, she is always performing to the fullest, but these ideas are garbage.
Yeah. I don't like it.
I don't either. Let's cheer ourselves up by talking about Chick LaFay.
Oh, but she should have won.
So next up is Chick LaFay, who is doing peanut butter. And this was weird, but fun. And I love her.
I do too. I mean, she's my winner. I don't care who does. I think it's her.
I think it was once again stupid that the song is about is peanut butter and they're like, give out peanuts, like literally not the same thing.
Right.
But I did like that they moved her. She started like in the audience or by the judges or something. So that like gave it a little bit more visual interest because it wasn't like confined to the same space. But why are they not letting Kevin McHale do choreography? Like, we all know. We've seen Safety Dance. I go back and watch the clip of that sometimes, just of Safety Dance when Artie gets up out of the chair in the mall. He's a great dancer. Put him in some flats and just let him dance just for 1 week.
Or even just some dance shoes.
Something.
So that they're not so tall and a little bit more workable.
Yeah,
I don't even think it's the shoes, though, that's like throwing him off. I don't know. I just feel like he's getting limited by the people choreographing for him.
Which is so weird because I remember thinking, like, Jamal Sims is a big choreographer. He's choreographed for friggin' Beyonce. Like, he's choreographed some really difficult and fun things on this show. And I think he's choreographed for, like, Janet Jackson. Like, he can choreograph. Why is his choreography on this show so terrible? Even when he has
a dancer
like Kevin. It makes no sense, although we did learn that from this song that Kevin cannot shake ass. He cannot twerk.
The twerking was just poor. But, I mean, she looked good. I mean, she was funny. She did her thing. And I thought that out of all of them, she was the winner. But I also was not as impressed with everybody as I wanted to be this week.
I mean, I wasn't impressed with anyone, so to speak, but, like, it really did reinforce how solid a lot of these people are, and it was fun to watch, I think, more so than recent weeks, and I don't know why.
No, I definitely had a ton of fun watching it. I'm not critiquing that part at all. It's a fun watch. I'm just saying if we're going to pick it apart, like, they just are not escalating these people. They're letting them just hover, and it's strange.
Yeah, this was definitely in the same exact place that that Chick LaFay's dance was last week, or that the number was last week, or it was just like, I'm sexy and I'm confident. Sexy and I'm confident. Only this time, like, got to go back and do a little bit more of, okay, actually this is confusing me because Michelle keeps saying, like, you're a comedy queen, you're relying on comedy, you get your sense of humor, and, like, I didn't find anything actually funny in this. Did you?
I don't understand why that's a critique. I want queens to be funny. I'm sorry. But if you're not a look queen and you're not a dancer, you're a comedy queen. So, like, why are we like, bitching at her about it? I don't understand.
It kind of seems to me that, like, the thing that Michelle is picking out as, like, comedy or sense of humor is actually just theatricality. Like, to me, there was nothing, like, womp womp, like, funny about this. There were no, like, puns. Like, I get if you want to say that she was relying on comedy a bit in the group number because she did, like, the walked in, like, wiping her mouth. Like, she just gave a, you know, a blowy in the restroom. But, like, there was nothing like that in this. It's a ridiculous song, and she was semi-ridiculous performing it. That's not humor. That's, like, performing the song.
Right, I know. And I like this song because of how ridiculous it was. And so, I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. Like, there's just choices being made that I'm not getting.
Right, but for me, this was the most purely enjoyable number of the night.
Right, for sure.
So that was fun. All right, let's keep it moving. Next is Poppy, who is performing a RuPaul song that I didn't even know existed. Devil Made Me Do It.
I haven't watched as much as you have, so I'm sure it's from some episode, but I just don't remember.
I mean, RuPaul does have, like, I think some, like, a dozen albums now or something, plus singles, so, like, this might be an album cut, but I kind of feel like, in this case, that Poppy may have had a concept in mind that she wanted to do and, like, picked a number that kind of, that she forced to fit it.
Okay.
So her, why am I blanking? Her concept. Good Lord, there's the word. Her concept.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know what you were going with, or me I would have helped you.
Her concept is that she is a nun. That's it. That's the concept. She's a nun, and then she, you know, I don't know, is like, maybe like horny? Maybe, I guess. And so she's dancing out her horniness, maybe? I don't know. Unclear. But she's not really dressed like a nun. She's dressed like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Like, she has that, like, doily, like,
neck
bib
piece. Yeah, yeah. It's like a dickie.
Yeah. How dare you? Watch your mouth.
And I used to wear them, so...
And then she takes it off and at one point is wearing a leotard. And I have no feelings about this. It was there. I don't think it was very good. I don't think it was very bad. I think it was kind of boring and it just existed. What do you think?
I loved how she was painted because it was different than she's before. And I thought it really fit her to be kind of like evil nun-ish. Mm-hmm. And I liked... In the beginning, she seemed to, like, really move her face and, like, have this stern kind of nasty look on her face that I liked. But then once she got into ripping the thing off, which, by the way, also was a failure because she was ready to rip it off and whoever was helping her behind untie it or whatever they were doing, let it go too soon or too late or whatever. And so when she was pulling at it, it was like... a struggle again, which, like, can we get it together? Why is it not Velcro? Why are you guys trying to make people untie stuff? But anyway, I just feel like they keep telling Thirsty that she needs to, like, let go and, like, be so much more expressive. But I feel like Poppy is going backwards in that direction.
Yeah, Poppy to me is, like, her, like you said, her face looked great. And she's definitely using her face more. But she's, like, she's not using her body as much as she was the first couple weeks.
Something's off. I just, like, can't figure it out. I think maybe she got really downtrodden after she wasn't in the top anymore. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be affecting her because, like, I don't know. I don't understand what's happening, but, like, this is one of those things that, like, I think they're getting too caught up in being choreographed. Like, because the queens kind of make up their own stuff when they are doing their own performances, meaning, like, regular drag queens, I feel like this is hindering them a little bit because, like, they are performers, so they're used to, like, having input, but maybe here they're not putting enough input in because they don't want to speak over the experts or something. I'm not sure what's going on, but it was boring.
Yeah.
Like, it was fun, and I liked watching her, and she is fun, and I don't hate on her. And she's definitely done better than, you know... everybody else in certain aspects, but I don't know. I just wanted a more cleaner upward trajectory than she's having.
Agreed. Last of the night is Donna Bellissima performing Born Naked. And this was just very sad.
Why?
She did not move, like, at all. She literally stood still. I kind of thought that she might have been injured because she also literally wasn't wearing shoes. So I was like, okay, maybe she hurt her ankle. That's why she's not moving. And she's like on a platform or elevated. It was weird that she was sitting there, and then they had things in front of her feet and they took them away so you could see that she was not wearing shoes. But like, she literally just didn't move a single inch.
Yeah, and like, what? She repeatedly said, like, it seemed like she stole Chick-fil-A's, like, third week, I think it was, you know, concept of like, oh, if you're just utilizing your stillness, it's more powerful. And it's like, right, but Chick-fil-A had something else to like combat and overcome and like show growth in that way. You standing still wasn't growth. It was a retreat.
Yeah, I mean, Chick's thing when she did the, you know, the power and stillness thing was that she had someone else to play with. She had a character to play and a character to play off of. This was just Donna, like, standing on a mountaintop, like, waving her arms.
Very 90s music video kind of thing.
Right, minus the cuts, which would have made it look interesting.
Right. Like, if they said this is a music video challenge and she had a camera zooming in on her and a green-screened mountain under her, like, that would be funny and it would work. But that's the thing. She's not even going for funny. She's not going for anything.
Yeah.
And, like, that's why Monet was like, I hope you realize what you're doing, bitch, because this isn't going to give you anything. I mean, the one thing that I did like was her reveal was that she took her dress off and she was basically naked. And like, I know that that's like her biggest struggle. So like, I understand that part, but you still could have done a different song and you could have done floor work that wasn't taxing. When we complained last week that they were giving her too much choreo, you must have listened to us, Danny. And this was like not what we meant.
Right. Right. And it was so bad to the point that the judges actually didn't even have anything good to say.
No,
Ross, who was like, I kept turning to you. You were the highlight of the group. And I was like, Ross, you kept turning to her because she was doing the wrong choreography.
Yeah. I don't know.
She rolled over.
Yeah, I feel like she didn't want to admit that the heels were hurting her too much and that she was struggling with that, and that she kept saying, like, I proved that I can do upbeat, high energy dancing, and I just wanted to do something different. And it's like, right, but there's still a dance performance to put on that involves your leggies that didn't have to be all you just standing on a platform.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a middle ground between what she did last week and what she did this week. And it just,
I mean, of course, because it's the difference between doing everything and doing nothing.
Well, I know, but yeah. I just feel like she doesn't get that.
Yeah. But this was bad. It was bad. This was not even like, we didn't particularly like Thirsty, but at least we like could watch it. I, honest to God, at one point I stopped watching this. Like, I just started looking at my screen as I was taking notes and I could not look back. It was that uncomfortable for me.
Yeah. I mean, I thought she looked great. Like, she was beautiful. But, I mean, anytime you don't wear shoes, Rue's going to have a problem with you. And anytime you don't do anything, everyone's going to have a problem. So, I don't know.
Yep. Bad. Okay, so the winner of the week is somehow, again, Chakra 7.
Not deserved.
I am just, I don't want, whatever. Winner is Chakra 7. And then the lip sync is between Thirsty and Donna. Do you agree with this bottom two?
I mean, if
or do you think it should have been Poppy?
I kind of think it should have been Poppy. If you're going for, I don't know. It's not Poppy, though. It's definitely Thirsty, because Poppy still can dance and, like, be on beat, and Thirsty definitely didn't. I just feel bad because Thirsty keeps being in the bottom, and, like, she does keep growing. So I feel bad, but at the same time, like, I don't know. I don't think it really mattered because we just needed Donna to go home.
Yeah, like, the writing was on the wall, and I think Donna definitely gave up this week.
Yeah.
Which was sad, especially because, like, with how not great Thirsty and Poppy did, if she had just done something in her number, she might not have been in the bottom.
I know. And I do like when she came back out, she had pasties on and a little, mm-hmm. like, X on her poussoir. But... and, like, that was really cute, but it's, like, those little cute, funny things that, like, I don't know, maybe she's not being funny because, like, that's supposedly Chick's thing, but they're not letting her be funny either. So, like, yeah. I feel like if you let Donna be funny, it would maybe round her out a bit, and then it would make more sense, but, like, I don't know.
It's so wild because, like, Chakra is doing all these numbers that in theory should be funny, but she's, like, playing them straight, so they're, like, praising her for it. Even, like, that's what I don't get about the Chick you're relying on humor is, like, you have Chakra up there literally bouncing around like a dog and singing into a ladle as a blue lunch lady, but you're like, but how dare Chick LaFay, like, make a suggestive face when you're twerking.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I know. Like, what is the matter with them?
It's just, it's very strange. So Thirsty and Donna lip sync to You Wear It Well by RuPaul. This is, okay, this is something else, is that there were some very odd and bad song choices. Like, when you think of RuPaul songs, like, Sissy That Walk is definitely up there. And yeah. Peanut Butter for and Born Naked, okay.
Yeah.
But, like, You Wear It Well is terrible. I'd never heard Devil Made Me Do It before. And Cha-Cha Bitch is, like, not one of her better known ones. Like, where was... Maybe she can't... Maybe she's not the right, like, supermodel of the world. But I don't know. Where was Geronimo? Where was... what's the one that they did on... now I can't think of it because I have Geronimo in my head.
I am American.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Sexy, sexy drag queen, that one. I mean, like, oh my God, what is the one fishy feminine up and coming? Call Me Mother. Why is, like, that one, you know, why, like, it's weird that there were so many options for upbeat songs and, like, Chakra chose a weird cha-cha song, or for this one, they chose a weird mid-tempo instead of choosing a better mid-tempo, like Champion.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's probably because these people are picking their own songs and somebody else just needs to come in and be like, this is the iconic one, you're doing this.
Yeah, it was weird. I didn't think either of them did particularly well or bad, once again, in this lip sync. But I definitely would have given it to Thirsty as well.
Oh, yeah. Thirsty does better when Thirsty is with people, or when Thirsty has to compete against somebody directly, or when Thirsty is not getting focused on her specific choreography herself.
Yeah, every time she's in a lip sync, like, I can't help but wonder if it's because she has someone to play off of, she has a reason to be there. Or if it's
I think
just
it's a confidence booster, because, I mean, I'll say the same thing when she was talking about being so fucking embarrassed. When you have somebody else up there, like, doing embarrassing things with you, you feel like your embarrassing moments aren't going to stick out.
Okay.
And so I feel like that's what she's, like, still trying to get over.
That's fair. But then I was wondering, like, maybe it's just because, like, she keeps ending up in the bottom with, like, the clear worst ones of the week, so she looks good in comparison. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows?
But Donna does sashay away, and we are now left with a top four of Poppy, Thirsty, Chick-fil-A, and Chakra 7.
Yeah.
So you texted me about what's happening next week, but I did not get to see the preview. So you can take it away about what we're expecting next week.
Oh, okay. So, I'm doing my little evil hands thing. So RuPaul says that, I forget what she titled. Oh, it's like something Gaga. So they're all going to be doing Gaga songs.
Okay.
For their lip syncs, I think. I mean, she called the episode something Gaga, like we're all going Gaga or let's talk about Gaga, you know, something Gaga. So I feel like it's going to be Gaga songs. And then she says, dun, da, 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 they're going to be doing Snatch Game. Bitch, I am so excited because, you know, Snatch Game is my favorite. I know I'm going to be let down because I'm always let down except for on All Stars. Woo! But I'm excited. I want Snatch Game to be good every time. It's like one of those things that's always going to have my heart because I love celebrity impressions. I don't know why. It's like one of my favorite things that people do. When I see like comedians that do celebrity impressions, they're always my favorite. So I'm really excited.
I mean, that does sound fun. I kind of wish that Donna was still around because Danny is an actor, so.
Yeah, I know. It would
be fun to see. Although, I think everyone except AJ that's left is an actor, so. Maybe it'll be a good
one.
And
I also think that AJ could do this really well.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
I don't know. I'm really wondering who they're going to pick. I really hope they pick somebody good.
We'll see. Thoughts on your current front runner for the winner? Who do you think will win? Who do you think should win?
I am getting more and more scared that they're going to give the win to Chakra, and I don't think it's deserved. Not because she's not doing the most. She is. She's trying her best. But she's not draggy enough for me. And not because she's, you know, AFAB. She's just getting a shit look and concept every week, and so it's just like I want her to just be a drag queen.
Yep.
And I think I would like her more, so I'm kind of worried that she's top two now with Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want Chick-fil-A to win.
I do too. I'm rooting for Chick still. And yeah, I'm kind of torn between if the win is going to go to Chakra or Poppy. I have a gut feeling that Chick is just not going to win. Like, because of the way they've been, because of, like, I mean, even though she won last week and shared a win the week before, I just feel like they're not responding to her as well as I am.
I guess. I mean, but I don't understand why. I don't know why they're not liking her.
Like, to me, I don't know how to explain what I'm thinking. Like, she hasn't been in the bottom, obviously, but the critiques that she gets about, like, relying on comedy and, you know, like, oh, we can tell you're a dancer, but, and, like, it just kind of seems to me like she's too obvious a winner, maybe, if that makes sense. Like, I'm wondering if they're going to give the win to a Chakra 7 or a Poppy because they're not expected to do as well as I feel like they may be expecting Chick to do and she is doing.
I guess, but I hate that about Drag Race. I just want them to reward the person who's doing the best, and to me, that's Chick.
Yeah, I think that she's doing great too, but I think I'm kind of with you that it might go to Chakra.
I mean, I'd be fine if it went to Poppy because I feel like there's still elements there that, like really work for me, and I think the only reason we're getting disappointed is because we know how good it can be.
Right.
That's with exactly the burlesque right. thing, mm-hmm. and especially because this week they showed a preview of it again, and I was just like, ugh, can we get back to that where you were having so much fun that like it worked? That's the thing. I think she was having fun that week because she knew the song so well and she knew what she wanted to do so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that all these other times, maybe she hasn't been as prepared. So it's just, it's coming out as complication on her face.
Yeah. All right. Any final thoughts before we wrap up for the week?
It was a fun episode, but I like the concepts. I like the twists. I like how they're doing the show. And I just think that they could do better with the contestants.
Yeah. I do still wonder why the hell they revealed them. Like, I mean, I get they changed the format, but there was no reason for them to reveal that to the judges unless they wanted to introduce some kind of prejudice going forward. You know what I mean?
You really don't think the judges already knew who they were?
I don't know.
They know. They know.
I really don't. Like, I really just don't think that they, at the very least, I would be surprised if they knew with certainty who Chakra and maybe Thirsty were. Like obviously, I think that they know who, I think they knew who Donna was. I think they knew who Chick LaFay was. I think they probably knew some of the... I mean, they obviously knew who Loretta Devine was in episode one. Like, I think they do know some of them. But, like, I mean, who the fuck is Mark and Delic? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but I just feel like they're told who they are. I feel like they know.
Yeah, I just don't know. I still, like I said, I just don't understand the point of why they had them reveal themselves other than to, like, maybe change the focus or something. Like, maybe they realized people were going to be so consumed with trying to guess who they were that they weren't going to be focused on what they were doing. And now that they're, like, making them do more.
Right.
They want you to focus not on trying to figure out who they are, but on how well they're doing.
Yeah, and I think it also allowed them to give us more insight to, like, backstage stuff, so I like that part,
mm-hmm.
because they allowed them to be out of drag talking yeah. to each other and stuff, so now they all know who each other is, even though I think they would all guess it by being up on stage together.
Yeah, I wanted more of that. I wanted more, or I want more going forward of them all interacting, but then I feel like if they've replaced the lip syncing with a challenge like a snatch game or a roast or singing or something, then I would prefer to see that, but then I guess that would just be like a celebrity version of Drag Race, which now I'm thinking about it, why aren't we doing that?
That's what I mean. Like, I thought that's what we were moving into, so.
Maybe that'll be season 3. Which I like. Maybe season 3 will just be like, we're really going to say it's not RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race, it's just RuPaul's Celebrity Drag Race.
Right. And I'd be down with that.
Same. All right. That wraps everything up for episode 6. I do want to mention today, the day this episode comes out, I am on the Small Town Failing podcast again with Joe, and we're talking about the Hallmark movie Unthinkably Good Things. So head over to Small Town Failing wherever you get your podcasts and listen to that, including you, Andy.
Okay. I don't watch Hallmark movies.
You don't have to watch Hallmark movies to listen to me and Joe talk about them.
I know. I'll do it.
You're such a bad friend. You don't even listen to this podcast and you're like, we should do a podcast, or I should come on your podcast for 8 weeks, even though I don't listen to it.
Okay, just call me out here.
I will.
Like, you ever watch or do anything that I'm doing?
I listened to every episode of Unveiled and guessed it on your finale.
You watched that show anyway. If I'm done being dragged in the, you know, roast of Andy here.
Anything you want to plug? What things are you doing that we can listen to, since I apparently don't do any of the things that you want me to?
I am not on anything doing anything but this, so... You know, Everyone can listen to this and then be done with me.
I mean, do you want to like plug your Twitter or your Insta or anything? You don't have to, obviously, but.
No, because I don't post there. So people would go there and be like, oh, she posted 2 weeks ago and it was a picture of Brazilian cheese bread, since apparently that's also the thing that John says is the only thing that I eat and do is make those and eat them and talk about them. So
tell me you're not going to go make them right now.
I'm not. I have DiGiorno upstairs. That's what we're going to have for dinner.
All right. Well, I don't believe you. I feel like you're going to pull Brazilian cheese bread out from under your pillow and you're going to snack on it before you go to bed.
I wish.
Maybe next week you can give us your recipe for Brazilian cheese bread.
Sure. They're super easy.
All right. Are we done? I think we're done. Yes. It feels like we're done. Okay.
We'll let everybody go now.
All right. Thank you all for tuning into this episode of Secret TV Critic. We'll be back next week with another recap of what has to be getting near the finale of RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race, episode 7. Don't forget to tune in on Friday nights at 8 o'clock on VH1 or on the VH1 app on your DVR or on, I don't know, I think it's on Philo, which that thing that you, because you're a boomer last week, said that you didn't know what it was. I think you can watch it on that thing too. All right. Say goodnight, Andy. Don't forget to take your Geritol before you go to bed.
Oh my God.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.